Ken Collier. The revised national planning framework includes many great suggestions, such as improving local connectivity to broadband, energy, transport and water networks. Recognising Letterkenny as an important cross-border network for regional development and addressing the town and village rural population decline by encouraging new roles and functions for buildings, streets and sites. However, it is clear to me there is no intention of actually implementing many of these suggestions, including the revised planning network, given that they are clearly not rooted in reality. The suggestion, for example, to implement a proper planned local authority-led approach to identify, meeting and managing housing needs arising from the countryside areas is laughable. Anyone of experience of local politics knows this is just not possible, given how little power our county councils actually have. Shockingly, councillors have currently no power in identifying and meeting and managing housing needs. My party colleagues at the 100% Redress Party, my councillors, had to walk out of a special plenary meeting on housing in Donegal County Council on Monday in protest at the lack of engagement by the housing at council level. The lack of action by the council and by the Minister of Housing on housing issues in Donegal, particularly in the defective concrete crisis, is extremely frustrating. There's a complete disconnect between the Department of Housing in Dublin and in Donegal. We have asked Minister Brown many times to visit Donegal so he can witness for himself the devastation caused by the defective concrete crisis. It's clear to me that the government is far too removed from this issue. The crisis requires experience for those who are impacted and councillors who know this crisis at first hand, who truly understand what is needed to tackle it. Decisions being made at local level regarding regional issues such as defective concrete should be made by elected representatives in the area, not by government-appointed staff. County councillors shouldn't have to serve as decision makers, not to be forced to act as opposition in their own councils. We need to expand the remit of the local authorities and give more power to our county councillors.